You're listening to the podcast of East River Park Christian Church. If you'd like to find out more information about the church or donate to this ministry, please visit us at eastriverpark.church. We pray that this is an encouragement to you as you grow in Christ through the local church.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the PK Catechism with Jason and
Eliza.
My beautiful, wonderful, just perfect daughter with cute freckles on her face. And I like your outfit today, and you got cool sandals on. You do? And you got sparkles in your eyes? A little makeup, alright. Well, we are using the New City Catechism, a free resource on your tablet or phone. And this is week 43. So, we're almost done. But week 43, the question is, what are the sacraments or ordinances? Which is really, what are the sacraments? And the answer is
baptism and the Lord's
Supper. The Lord is super. Now, all right, baptism and the Lord's Supper. So let's read some scripture with that. There's two verses here. So you read that one first. So Romans 6:4.
We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the
dead
by the glory of the Father, who we too might walk in newness of life.
All right. Do you want to do the other one, or you want me to do that?
I want to do it.
All right. So Luke 22:19-20. Go for it.
And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup. After they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
All right, we got it. Good job, little girl. So I have some questions, some follow-up questions about that. Let me pull them up here. Here we are. Let's go down to the bottom. Oop, still going. Here we go. Week 43, we talked about baptism and the Lord's Supper. So what is baptism, Eliza? What is baptism?
Baptism is when you get baptized.
Well, what is that? What does that mean? What does that look like?
It means that you get to drink Jesus' blood, and you
get to drink Jesus' blood? What?
It's grape juice.
No. What is baptism?
I don't know.
What did we, when baptism, and it has something to do with water?
Oh, you meant that.
Baptism. What is baptism?
It's where you get baptism. Well,
what? You've seen it. This is getting weird. I feel like we're question 43, but I think we're like losing progress here, not making progress. All right, have you ever seen anyone go under the water at church?
Yes.
Well, what is that?
It's where people get dunked in the water and they, and they rise back up and they praise the Lord.
Yeah. Why should someone get baptized?
So Jesus know that that the person who got baptized loved him and cursed Jesus.
So when we baptize, and you've seen me do it, when someone goes under the water, we bring them back up. Baptism, a sacrament, it's a sign, and it's more than just that, but it shows when I put someone under the water, that's like them dying. They are dying to themselves. They're dying with Christ. You know how Jesus died? And then he comes back from the dead, so we bring them up out of the water, so they're alive with Christ. So someone should get baptized, or you should get baptized, when you've made a decision to follow Jesus. So what is the Lord's Supper? You kind of got some of it right earlier in a really creepy way.
A creepy way?
Yeah. So what's the Lord's Supper?
The bread and the juice and the stuff.
Yeah. So when, and you might hear about it when someone does like the devotional thing on Sunday for the Lord's Supper. The bread is Jesus's body, and the juice that you
is the blood.
It represents the blood of the covenant. So when we take communion on Sunday,
every time when people say that, I'm rising like you're actually drinking blood.
Yeah. Did you know something? What? This is some just interesting facts. Some people thought the early Christians, like Bible time Christians, were cannibals. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Where they like eat other people.
Why?
Yeah, I know. They thought because they took communion that they accused Christians of eating other people. Like a rumor they were spreading about the Christians.
Well, that's weird and...
It's weird, isn't it?
Ugly.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have told you that, but...
No.
That's okay. You're going to have nightmares. Okay. Someone should take baptism, or not take the Lord's Supper when they are baptized, okay? So at our church, anyone is welcome to take communion, the Lord's Supper, but they need to be baptized into Christ first. So, but, you know, we're not like... IDing people, you know, we just trust that's between them and the Lord, okay? So that's why you don't get to take communion on Sundays just yet, do you? No, you don't get it. All right, last question. This has been an 8-minute train wreck. What was your favorite thing yesterday? Because I know you did some fun things yesterday. What did you do? What did you do yesterday?
I went to the mall with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's a girl. And so she picked me up for a play date. And then we ate candy, slushies. And then went to her house to see her pet lizard and two dogs.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then we went somewhere to eat. And then the playground. And went to Toyota's house. And then we went to Tony's sister's birthday. So we did late nights.
What was your favorite part yesterday? Candy or the lizards?
Going to the mall.
Going to the mall?
And get some makeup.
Oh, makeup. A little girly day. Mm.
Without any boys.
No boys.
Just quiet, peace.
Peace and quiet, girly time. All right. Well, let's pray. You want to pray? Can you pray? What do you want me to pray for you about?
Anything.
All right, let's pray. God, we thank you so much for Eliza, and I'm thankful to have conversations with her. And we know that this is confusing. These things can be confusing. They're confusing for adults at times, and certainly confusing for children. So God, give us a clarity from your word on what baptism is. And God, give us clarity from your word on what the Lord's Supper is to incredibly important things to church life, but also as followers of Christ. And so I'm thankful for Eliza. I pray that she has a good rest of her evening. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Goodbye.
High five.